We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Aleph, from the beginning. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin b'maimar tlas nafkin mechad, look in Likutei Moran in chapter 58, which is based on a statement in the Zohar HaKodesh, u'b'maimar hasomuch, and also the Torah in Likutei Moran right after it, which is chapter 59, ki shnehem echod. Because these two chapters of Likutei Moran are very much connected. Ki b'maimar echod nemru shneim. They were both said in one sitting. Ayin Shom, review the chapters in Likutei Moran so that you'll have a better foundation for the Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Aleph, v'zeh b'chinas achilas matzah b'pesach. What Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran is tied into the topic of eating matzah on Pesach. Ki yodua sheyitzias Mitzrayim hu hisgalus hadas. We know that the Jews leaving Mitzrayim is referred to as a hisgalus hadas. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this many times. He quotes the pasuk, lochein golo ami mibli das. There's a pasuk that says, my nation has gone into exile from lack of das. So golus is referred to as mibli das, lack of das. Geula is referred to as Hisgalus Hadas. We know, for example, the Geula that we are waiting for in the future. The Torah describes it, Kimolo Ha'oretz Deos Hashem, come, the world will be filled with Deos Hashem. That's Geula. And we know that the Tzaddik who took Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim was Moshe Rabbeinu, who is referred to as Das. The Sifrei Kabbalah always quote the Pasuk, Ato Horeso Lo Das, Ki Hashem Hu Helikim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is a concept of Hisgalus Hadas. V'alkein oz zochu l'sholosh hashbois. And that's why Klal Yisroel were zocha upon leaving Mitzrayim to three forms of shefa. Shehem be'er, onon, umon. The well, the clouds, and the mon. The well in the schus of Miriam Anaviyah, the mon in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the clouds in the schus of Aaron HaKohen. Sheyoitzim min hadas. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that from Das, the Zohar HaKodesh says, Tlas, Nafkin Mechad, there are three that come from one. The one is Das, and the three Hashpois that come, as Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, are the Be'er, Onan, and Mon. V'zeh b'chinash sholosh matzois shel Pesach, keneged sholosh Hashpois hanal. And this is why at the Seder, we use three matzois, symbolizing these three forms of shefa, the be'er, the onon, and the mon, sheyoitzin min hadas, these three hashpois we said come from das, shehu bechinas matzah. Matzah is a concept of das. Ki matzah hi bechinas das, bechinas Moshe, ke Moshe Amar Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, she matzah hi bechinas machloikes l'shem shamayim, Shehu Bechinas Moshe, Bechinas Machloikes Shammai Hillel, Ayin Shom. Look over there in chapter 56 of Likutei Moran. Okay, we know the word matzo is Miloshen Matsusa, Umariva. Rabbeinu Zal uses this term in chapter 5 in the first half of Likutei Moran, that Machloikes, the way you say Machloikes in Aramaic is Matsusa. So matzo is Miloshen Machloikes. Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Nun Vov and Likutei Moran explains that there are two kinds of machloikis. There's machloikis, which is not l'shem shamayim, like the machloikis Korach v'Adosai. And then there's machloikis l'shem shamayim, which is hisgalus hadas. Meaning, if you have two people who agree on everything, then there isn't going to be any major derivation or production from that. If you have two people that don't see eye to eye on an inyan of Torah, and each one takes his position, and now they start arguing, they start debating, and each one has to defend his position. So they pull to sides, they polarize, this one's north, this one's south, and in the middle, there's Torah being generated. Each one is going to bring his explanation and his proofs to show why he's right and the other one is wrong. This is an example of Machloikis L'Shem Shomayim. Rabbeinu Zal explains this very elaborately over there in Torah Nun Vov, in the first half of Likutei Moran, of which we know one of the outstanding examples of this is Shammai and Hillel, where the Gemara says that even though they were very divided on many issues, es vohev besufa. They were the best of friends, and even though they disagreed on items related to marriage, where according to one, this was a kosher marriage, according to the other one, this was an unkosher marriage, the Gemara says, Nivamas, other places, that still they intermarried all the time. They knew to respect each other's positions, that if a particular shidduch was inappropriate for the other side, they would tell him that this is not for you, you know, but there was complete ahava v'achva, and this is one of the outstanding examples of machlikas l'shem shomayim. Shomayim means eish and mayim, which is what Hashem makes peace between. Oyse shalom b'mroimov. It's a symbol of shalom. It's a symbol of machlikas d'gdusha, which brings about his galus hadas. It only leads to more knowledge being revealed. And Rabbi Nizal brings over there from the Zohar HaKadosh that Machlokes Shammai Hillel is Rosh Tevois Moshe, meaning that this isn't two opinions, this is Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. This is the one Torah that we received from Moshe Rabbeinu, which is manifesting itself in different forms. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Nun Vav, where Rabbi Nizal explains this. And Matzah, so we said Matzah is Miloshen Matzusa, which means Machlokes. And again, we're talking about machlokes l'shem shamayim. I heard from my Rebbe Zichron Levracha, from Rav Rosenfeld, that also the Arizal brings that we know that the two names of Hashem that represent Chochma and Bina are called Ov and Sog, which means within Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, it can be written in different forms, different miluim, where you spell each letter as a word. For example, Yud is written Yud Vav Dalid. Hey can be written Hey Yud, or Hey Hey, or Hey Aleph. And it's known very much that there are these four miluyim of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of which the gematrios, the numerical values, are the first one, the highest one, is 72. Yud Vav Dalid, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Hey Yud, is 72. And then the second one is called Sug, which is Yud Vav Dalid, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud. The gematria there is 63. And those two, Ov and Sog, these four configurations of Yud Kei Vav Kei correspond to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, meaning Ov, Ayin Beis, is associated with the letter Yud. Samach Gimel Sog is associated with the Hey. Mo is associated with the Vav, and Bon is associated with the last Hey. So that Ov and Sog correspond to Yud and Kei, which correspond to the midos of Chochma and Bina. The Arizal says, Ov plus Sog is bigematria matzah, the word matzah, to show that matzah is Das, because we know that Das is the combination of Chochma and Bina. So matzah, kabbalistically, is bigematria Ov and Sog, to show that matzah is Bechinas Das. That's the food that we're eating in going out of Mitzrayim. V'alkein ha'shloisha matzois heim koyen levi v'yisroel. And this is why we're taught that the three matzos correspond to koyen levi and Yisroel, sheheim b'chinas chesed gevura tiferes. They correspond to these three midos of Hashem, chesed, gevura, and tiferes. And again, it's no contradiction that one minute you just said matzah's das, now you're telling me it's this. There's no problem. Matzah, the concept of matzah, represents das. The three matzois on the Seder plate symbolize Koyin, Levi, and Yisroel, which represent Chesed, Gvur, and Teferes. We know that the Koyin is always called the Isha Chesed. He's the Mashpia. Ki Sifsei Koyin Yishmeru Das V'Torah V'Akshem Yipiyu. Levi is always an union of Gvura, Dinim. By the Koyanim it says, Koy Sevorachu Es B'nei Yisroel. Koyin is a concept of Brocha, which is Chesed. By the Levim it says, V'kidashto es ha-Levim, Kedusha, which is an union of Gvura, Midas Adin, boundaries, Tzimtzumim. Yisroel is called Tiferes, because Yisroel is the combination of both. There are many proofs to this. There's a pasuk, Yisroel asher becho espoer, the Jewish people in whom I take pride, espoer miloshen Tiferes. Also, the Tikkun Zohar brings that the word Yisroel is two words, Kael, and the remaining letters spell the word Shir. Kael is Chesed. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Chesed Kael Kol Ayoim. Shir is the Levim, which is, they were the ones who sang. So we see that Yisroel is the combination of Koyen Levi. So the three matzahs represent Chesed Gvura Kohen Levi Yisrael, which are Chesed Gvura Tiferes, Bechinas Shloisha Ovois, Shehein Bechinas Be'er Onon Umon, Kemoi Shekosvashon, which correspond to these three Hashpois, the Be'er Onon and Mon, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Nun Ches in Likutei Moran. Now further. V'zeh Bechinas Hashtei Koisois Sheshoisen Lifnei Hoachilo, She'oimrem Aleim Ha'agodo. Now we continue. Now we start the Seder, and we have two cups of wine that we drink before the eating, before the matzah, over which we recite the second case of wine. We're reciting the Haggadah over it. Shezeh bechinas chad ol bein train. This corresponds to the second statement in the Zohar HaKadosh over there that chapter of Likutei Moran is based on, where it says, one goes up between two. Hainu ha-Haggadah, the Haggadah, shehu bechinas tikun hadas, tikun abris. The Haggadah is a concept of tikun hadas and tikun abris, and which Rav Nosson Zal shows us from Likutei Moran how, v'alkein oimrim oisa bekoil rom. This is why the Haggadah is recited loud. We say it loud. Ki ha-Haggadah hi bechinas vayaged lochem es brisoi. Number one, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk. This pasuk, "Vayaged lochem es brisoi," he told you of his covenant. This pasuk associates Haggadah vayaged with bris, and Rabbeinu Zal says in the Likutei Moran that reciting the Haggadah out loud is mesukel for tikkun abris. That helps a person have tikkun abris. Number one, hainu bechinas milchemes amolek, which is associated with the Melchama against Amalek, because Amalek is Pigamabris, Asher Korcho Baderech, it says. Amalek represents Keri, Pigamabris. V'alkein ha-Haggadah medaberes mize, and this is why the Haggadah speaks about this. It speaks about, it mentions, V'alkein kol ha-Haggadah medaberes mize, and this is why the entire Haggadah speaks about this. It speaks about the Melchamois of Klal Yisrael against their enemies, including Amalek. V'alkein hi ne'emeres al shnei koisois, and this is why the Haggadah is recited in connection with the first two cups of wine, bechinas chad ol bein train. This is the one which goes up between two. Ki ha-koisois he-mo'ilim le-tikin abris, lil-choim mil-chemes amolek. Because these cups of wine help a person be zoichet to tikin abris, which means to succeed in the battle against Amalek. Ki yayin hu tikun hadas, kemo shekosav Rabbeinu. Because we know that wine is an inyan of tikun hadas, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in a few places in Likutei Moran. We know the Gemara says that yayin is called tirosh, miloshim tehei roish. Yayin, wine, expands the person's brain if he drinks it properly, a little bit. That's why, for example, when we start the Shabbos, on Shabbos a person has an Neshama Yisera. What is an Neshama Yisera? Additional Seichel. Shehaneshama Shebamoichi, we say, when we put on tefillin in the morning. And the Pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal always brings the Pasuk, V'nishmas Shakai Tevinim, that the Neshama is an Inyan of Tevuna, Seichel. So on Shabbos, we're taking on an additional Neshama, which means we're going up to a higher level of Seichel. How do we start Shabbos? Kiddush al Yayin, a cup of wine to open up the brain, to expand the mind. Yayin is moichin, it's das. Now look at this. We just showed before that matzah was das because matzah was bigematria of and sog. If you take a look, the Arizal says, if you take a look at those two names of Hashem, of and sog, let's go over it again, yud, and let's count the number of yuds in those two names. Ov is Yud Vov Dalet, that's one Yud. He Yud is a second Yud. Vov Yud Vov is a third Yud. He Yud is a fourth Yud. You have four Yuds in the Shem Ov. Sog has three Yuds. It's Yud Vov Dalet, one Yud. He Yud is a second Yud. The Vov is Vov Aleph Vov in Sog. And then He Yud is a third Yud. You have seven Yuds in these two names of Hashem, which represent Chochma Bina. The Arizal says, and we know that the letter Yud always represents Chochma, Seichel. These seven Yuds are Begematria Yayin, the word Yayin, which is 70. The Arizal says, this is the Soid of Yayin being again, an Inyan of Chochma bina das, an inyan of seichel, moichin. When it's drunk properly, it's tehiroish, it expands the mind. Too much excess wine blows the mind, chas v'shalom. So Rabbi Nelson Zal showed us here from Likut Imran that yayin is an inyan of das, which is synonymous with tikkun abris. The Gemara says in the beginning of Soita, lo ilame kisiste, that committing adultery, sins and become a bris, is an inyan of shoite. That's what it's called. So pegama bris is pegama das. Those two go together. Rav Nosson Zal showing us here that the wine, these cups of wine, are a bechina of tikkun adas, tikkun abris. V'alkein achar kach oichlem hasuda, and then, after the first two cups of wine, after the hagoda, then we eat the suda, shehu bechinas hashpo. That's the bechina of a flow of shefa from Hashem. Bechinas lechem mishneh. The concept of the lechem mishneh that we have at the suda, at every suda on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hanimshach al yedei tikkun abris. Which a person is zoichet to. When a person has tikkun abris, that helps the person be zoichet to a flow of shefa and parnoso. Rabbi Nezal brings it in Torah Nun Vov and Likut Imran. He writes, lefi hagdolas hadas. That's what determines how the person is zechut to parnosa benokel, easy parnosa. And again, over there also, when it talks about the people going out, the Rishoim, who went to look for the mon on Shabbos, it says there, shotu ha'om veloktu. Shotu is miloshin shoite, shtus, ruach shtus. That's pegamen parnosa. V'alkein koiflin hamatzois upersim mishneim. This is why we make sure to take the two matzahs and we make the moitzi matzah from both of them to have this lechem mishneh. Lechem mishneh is a concept of shefa. It's interesting, I just spoke about this a lot when I was in Gibraltar. The fact that whenever we speak about a problem in parnosa, when we speak about taivas momoin, or we talk about lack of parnosa, that's the concept. There's a pasuk, ubeten reshoim techsar. The stomach of a rosha is always lacking. He's always hungry. He's always feeling he doesn't have enough. And the Gemara says, yesh loimono roitzem osayim. There's a concept, the person has 100, he wants 200 more. There's a pasuk, ein odo meis v'chatzi ta'avosoi biyodoi. A person doesn't leave this world even having acquired half of what he wants, of his desire. That's when a person is in taivas momoin. That's when a person is within the curse of bi'itzov in toichalena. Hashem gave the curse when they ate from the Eitz Hadas. They were poige mendas, the Eitz Hadas. The curse was bi'itzov in toichalena. Pegam in parnosa. The atzvus, the always lacking, always feeling that the person is lacking, no shleimus, etc. The tikkun for that, when a person is zoichet to be mesakein the das, when a person is zoichet to tikkun abris, the tzaddik, Yosef is called tzaddik, Yosef hatzaddik. Yosef is bigimatria twice lechem. The word lechem is 78. Two times lechem is Yosef to show that the tzaddik is the concept of shefa kfula, the double portion. The rosha is half, doesn't even get to half. Ein odo meis v'chatz tevas v'yodoi. Techser, olim. The tzaddik is double, shefa kfula. And in fact, the word bracha, the Vilna Goyen says, we know that the bechoyer gets a double portion, right? The Vilna Goyen says, where do you see it? Look at the word bechoyer. Beis is 2, chaf is 2, reish is 2. Beis is 2, chaf is 20, reish is 200. It's 222 to show that this is what bechoyer is all about. This is the word bracha also. Miloshim beis reish chaf. Bracha is always the concept of double portion. Lechem mishneh. The concept of Eretz Yisrael is the source of bracha. Lochein bo'artzam mishneh yirshu. The Torah says in Eretz Yisrael they will receive a double portion. The tzaddik, you have it on three levels. You have Odom, Mokoim, and Zman. You have the person is the tzaddik, he is twice lechem. You have the place, Eretz Yisrael, which it says, Mishneh Yershu, this double portion. And the time, Shabbos, which is the holiest time of the year, Tchilo Lemikroi Kodesh, it's called. What do we eat on Shabbos? Lechem Mishneh. To show that we're zeichet to the proper Shefa, the Shefa Kfula, where there's no Atzvus. Birkas Hashem hi tashir, v'lo yosef otsev ima. When a person's Shefa is coming from Birkas Hashem, then there's no atzfus. There's no, that's full joy. That's soimeach bechelkoi. He feels complete. If he has a dollar or $1,000,000, he's perfectly happy, perfectly satisfied, lacking nothing, not missing anything. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues. V'ze b'chinas ha'shnei koisois ha'achroinim sho'im ramalem ha'shirois v'tishbochois. Now we can understand the second two cups of wine, which we drink after the Suda, over which we recite Hallel, the Hallel and all the special Shiros and Tishbochos. Ze b'chinas train deyankin lechad. This corresponds with the third statement of the Zohar HaKodesh that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, where it says, two give to one. Ki ha'agodol ho'achas sho'imrim koidem ha'suda, hi b'chinas melchemes ha'molei kanal. Because the Haggadah that we recite before the Suda, that's the concept of doing battle against Amalek. We're fighting for Tikkun HaBris. We're fighting for Tikkun HaDas. That's why we say the Haggadah out loud. We're screaming like a person going out to battle. Soldier, rah! Screaming! Battle cry. We're doing Milchama against Amalek, against the whole Sitra Achra. K'moshonu Oimrim Shom, as we say in the Haggadah, Arami Oivei Dovi, that Lovan Arami wanted to destroy our father. Vanitzak. What did we do? We screamed to Hashem. Vayorei oisano haMitzrim. The Mitzrim did all kinds of terrible things to us. And what happened? We cried out to Hashem. Vayishma es koleinu. Hashem heard our scream. Shekol ha'inuyim v'hamelchomois shoyilonu b'mitzrayim. Hakoil hoyu lihinotzel mi pegam abris shutumas mitzrayim. All the suffering and battles that we experienced in Mitzrayim was all to save us from Pegam HaBris, which was the Tumah of Mitzrayim, which is called Ervas Oretz. The Arizal says that the reason why the Yidden had to go down to Mitzrayim was to be mesakein the Pegam of Odom Arishoin, which was a Pegam in Das, eating from the Eitz HaDas, and it's also referred to as Pegam HaBris. The Gemara says about Odom Arishon, Moshech Bor Losoi Hoyu. During the 130 years of abstention from Chava, the Shedim and the Ruchos were Mechameim him. And the concept of Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim was all to be Mesakein this Bris Kodesh. Avol Achar HaSuda Oimrim Shirois V'Tishbochos Al Shenitzalnu Min HaMelchama V'Zachinu L'Tikkun HaBris. After the Suda, we're singing, we're praising Hashem over the fact that we won. We won the battle. We were saved, and we were zocher to Tikkun HaBris. Va'al kein hi b'chinas train yanken lechad. And that's why the Zohar HaKodesh says that two are being yoinek into one, are being mashpir. Sheshabbos, shi b'chinas bitul hora u'shvisosoi, Shabbos, which symbolizes eliminating the ra, and destroying it. The Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk lahashbis oyev umisnakim, to destroy our enemies miloshen Shabbos, that on Shabbos our enemies are all eliminated completely. Yoinek lechem mishne al yedei tikkun HaBris, that Shabbos nourishes the lechem mishne through tikkun HaBris. Sha'al yodoi nasa b'china Shabbos. It's through Tikkun HaBris that we generate the Kiddush of Shabbos. Dehainu bitul hora, this elimination of evil. V'ze b'chinas ha-seder sho'imrim achra suda, shu shiro yisvetishbocho yisal shenitzal min ha-melchama kanal. This is the concept of the seder that we recite after the suda, praising Hashem that we were saved. Shu b'chinas Shabbos kanal, which is the aspect, we said that Shabbos represents defeating your enemies, destroying your enemies completely. V'alkein oimrim roiv shirois v'tishbochois ha'ne'morois b'Shabbos. Look at this. Now Rav Nosson Zal suddenly explains what's going on here. We're in the middle of the Haggadah. We're having a great time in Pesach, and suddenly we get derailed. We get railroaded into Shabbos. We're saying nishmas and uvemekalois. Dehainu nishmas v'hoidu u'bechinas Shabbos hanal mekabel lechem mishne al yedei his gabrus hamelchama v'tikkun HaBris kanal. And the Shabbos is zoiche to its lechem mishne through our fighting that battle, by us fighting the battle of Tikkun HaBris and Tikkun HaDas. V'ze b'chinas ha'shnei koisos she'shoisin achra suda b'shas sho'imrim ha'seder ha'sheni bebechinas train yankin lechad. And this is the concept of the two cups of wine that we drink after the Suda, which represent two being yoimek to one. It's the two here, the tikkun abris, the tikkun adas, that's being yoimek, that's being mashpia into the Shabbos. And it's also the concept of our shefa coming from Shabbos, this lechem mishnah drawing the bracha from Shabbos itself. He uses that lashon before Shabbos. Shibitlo Rashi says, "Yoinek lechem mishnah." Shabbos draws this double portion onto itself through Tikkun HaBris.